Okay, the next few amudim is all Agadata, and it goes through the Megillah and explains Megillah Esther. Okay, Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, Omer Rav Levi, the Seimer of Yonason, Dover ze Mesoris biyodeinu mi'anshei Knesset Agdola, kol mokom shenemar Vayihi einu el loshen tsar. Wherever it says Vayihi, Vay is loshen Vay. So it's loshen tsar. There's another reason why Vayihi is loshen tsar. It says Vahoya is loshen simcha, and Vayihi is loshen tsar. Vayihi is looking ahead. When you're looking ahead, you don't see the whole picture, you can see tsar. Vahoya is looking backwards. Looking backwards, everything is for the good, so everything is besimcha. So Vayihi is loshen tsar. Where's examples? Vayihi b'me'achashverosh, havei homen. Time v'achashverosh, homen, that's the tsar. Vayihi b'me'shvot ha'shoftim, havei rov. And they ask, l'chora, Vayihi b'me'achashverosh, that beginning wasn't Haman. That only started from the third parak. But it says that one of the reasons why the Rabban Shalom let Haman have shlita over us is because we enjoyed the party of Achashverosh. So that's why, right away from the beginning, the first parak, where it speaks about the party, is already the roots of Haman. Vayihivi me shvot ha-shoftim ha-ve-rov. Time of shvot ha-shoftim, immediately there was a rov. That's what, rus. Vayihi ki hechel odom loruv. People began to multiply, and the Rabban Shalom saw that they were very evil and voracious. I don't know why, I don't see anybody who says why the psukim are completely out of order, why it brings down in the order that it does. It says, when they went and traveled eastward, and then they built Migdal Bavel. Vayihi bimei Amraphel, asu Muhammad. Vayihi b'yosi Yoshua b'yericho, the charbo shlufa b'yodo. The malach came with tainas on him that they're mevatel Torah, like we learned before, and mevatel the Talmud. Vayihi Hashem es Yoshua v'yimolo b'nei Yisrael. It says Vayihi Hashem es Yoshua, and immediately after that was the mice of Ochan. Vayihi esh ish echad min haromasayim tzofim ki eschan o'av Hashem saga rachma. It introduces the parish of Chana with Vayihi ish echad. And right after that it speaks of Chana being a baron. Vayihi kizokin Shmuel v'hochu bono bedrochav. Vayihi kizokin Shmuel, right after that it talks about his children not following in his ways. Vayihi David the chol drochav maskil, v'ashem imo, and right after that it says, Vayihi shoel oyenes David. Vayihi ki Yoshev HaMelech b'veiso, rak ato lo sivna abayis. After that, he was told he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. So all of these things, after the Vayihi, comes something bad. Mor says, v'haksiv, I'll give you a whole list of things that it says Vayihi, and it's all good. Vayihi b'yom ha-shmini, v'yatanya oso hayom hoysa simcha lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, k'yom shenivru bo shamayim v'oretz. Right? K'siv hocha vayihi b'yom ha-shmini, k'siv hosam, vayihi erev vayihi boker yom echot. So they asked L'chora, why didn't they ask from Shemayim V'aretz, right? It was Kiyom Simcha, right? So it says that by Shemayim V'aretz also, the Rabbanu Shem Simcha didn't last too long because Adam and Chava sinned. So it didn't want to ask from Shemayim V'aretz, but Yom HaShmini was a Yom Simcha. Where it says, HaShochit, mother of Aviyu, didn't last too much over there either. Not of an Aviyu also died. Now it could be that the Chiddush is that by not of an Aviyu it says, the Krovai Yekodesh, maybe their death was not such a bad thing. It was a Kiddush Hashem, it was the Chanukah Samishkan, and therefore it's a Chiddush that's also called a Tsar. But the Chait of Adam and Chav is obviously a Tsar. V'akshiv v'yihi b'shmonim shonah v'arvim v'shonah, v'akshiv v'yihi kasher, what's it called, that says in the 480th year the Beis HaMikdash was built. Where was the Tsar over there? V'yihi kasher ra Yaakov es Rachel. Where's the Tsar over there? V'akshiv v'yihi erev v'yihi boker yom echad. Each day by itself, there was no bad after that. True, in the end, there was bad. Right? The Adam and Chava sin. But each day itself, it says Vayihi. So the Vayihi goes on that small part itself, and there there's no bad. Omer Avashi, kol Vayihi, kohachi v'kohachi. No, the rule is different. Wherever it says Vayihi alone, it could be good, it could be bad. Vayihi bimei einu elo lashon tsar. But Vayihi bimei, right, and chamisha, and there are Vayihi bimei havel. There's five Vayihi bimeis in Tanakh. What are they? Vayihi bimei achashverosh, Vayihi bimei shvot hashoftim, Vayihi bimei Amrofel, Vayihi bimei Ochoz, Vayihi bimei Yehoyakim. And all of them have a tsar that follows them. Rashi. The Charbo Shlufa, the Tziaro, and the Malach was Mitzar Yoshua, Shohichu Abitul Torah, Vitomit Shobin Harbayim, Kedomer Le'el Bepirkin. Like we learned in the beginning of the parak, that the Malach came to give him Musar that they're Mavatul Torah and they're Mavatul the Tomid because of the war, unnecessarily. Vayihi David the Chodroch of Maskil, Vashem Imo, Uksiv Hasan, Vayihi Shol Oyenis David, Bishvil Hatzlach Hasan. And immediately after that it says that Shol became what's it called, an enemy. And tried to do evil to David. Okay. Omer of Levi, Dover Zem Mesores Biodenu, Meavoseinu. We have another Mesora. The first Mesora was whatever it says by Yehibi Mei is Lashon Tzar. Now another Mesora. Amos Vamatzia Achim Havel. Right? Amatzia was a king of Yehuda, and Amos was the father of Yishayahu, and they were brothers. Maikom Ashmon, who cares? Ki ha the Omar of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omar of Yonason, kol kala shitznu of Veshchamia, zocha v'yotzim ben malachim neviim. Any kala who's tznuah in her father-in-law's house, in other words, when she first gets married, so she's zocha that malachim and neviim come for her. Menala mitomer. D'chsi v'yireha Yehuda v'yachshedeha lezona. Yehuda saw her, and he thought she was a zona, ki kisses upana, because she covered her face. Mara says, Mishum the kiss upon her, Vayashavel Zona. All Zonas go and cover their faces, just the opposite. Right? So because she covered her face, he thought she was a Zona. Ela Mishum the kiss upon her, Vayashamia, since in his house, Tomer covered her face out of Tznias, so he didn't recognize her. Menela, he thought she was a Zona. Because had she not covered her face when she was in his house, he would have recognized her and known she was Tomer. But the Havayodala, Zochs of the Yashim and Malachim Neviim. Malachim, David Neviim. Right, so Malachim came from David, they came from Peretz. Dom Reb Levi, Mesoris Biodeinu Avoseinu, Amotz Vamatzia Achim Hayu. Right, Uksiv Chazon Yishayo Ben Amotz. Dom Reb Levi, Dover Zem Mesoris Biodeinu Avoseinu. Oh, wait, that's nothing. Okay, then Memela, we know another klal that whenever it mentions the name of a Navi, and his father was also a Navi. So Amotz was a Navi, and Yishayo obviously was a Navi. Yishayo came from Tamar, and so did, what's it called, Amatzia, who was a king. So, Lechora, David and Shlomo were also Nevi'im. So it should have said, just David and Shlomo. I have to mention this whole thing with Amatzia and Amotz. Just tell me that David and Shlomo came from Tamar, and they were both Malachim and Nevi'im. So either wants to say that separately, Malachim and Nevi'im came, not people who were both, but separate Nevi'im who weren't Malachim and Malachim. Or, it's not so clear that Shlomo and David were Nevi'im. They wrote Sifarim of what's it called, of Ksuvim, but they didn't write necessarily Nevi'is. So it could be they weren't Nevi'im, or like we had before with Daniel. Could be they were Nevi'im, but they never were sent as Nevi'im. So they're not considered from the 48 Nevi'im. And Mela, what's it called, you have to bring Araya from Yeshayahu, who was a sent Navi, or the Marsha says a Navi Kavua. That's more of a raya that Nevi'im came also from Tamar. Rashi, Amotz v'Amatzia, Amotz Oviv shel Yishaya, v'Amatzia Melech Yehuda. Malamit shekisso panel v'ischamiel, v'fichach lo hikira, so that's why he didn't recognize her now. Sh'af v'veso lo roa panel she'em hakira. Even in his house, he didn't see her face to recognize her now. Okay. V'omra b'levi. The Aaron took up no space in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Tanya Nami Hachi, Aaron Shasa Moshe, Yeshlo Eser Amos L'choruach. The Aaron had 10 Amos on each side of it to the ends of the Kodesh. The Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos wide. And there were 10 Amos from the end of the Aaron to the wall and from the other end of the Aaron to the wall. That means there were 20 Amos excluding the Aron, and there was only 20 Amos total. So the Aron didn't take up any space. Uksiv, lefnei advir esrim ama orech. Uksiv, knaf hakruv. Some are not going to this next piece, because it's not really arrived from here. But that was the Masorah, that the whole width of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was 20 Amos, and it says it was 10 Amos from one side of the Aron and 10 Amos to the other side of the Aron. Obviously, the Aron didn't take up any space. Now the second pasuk is not really necessary. Not only that, it doesn't really prove the point. But so therefore, there's many who are not goris this pasuk. Ksiv, knaf ha-kruv ho-echad esar amos. The wing of one kruv was 10 amos. U-knaf kruv ho-echad esar amos. And the other side, the kruv's was 10 amos. And aron gufei echavi. So where was the aron? If the wings of the kruvim on each side were 10 amos, that means the aron didn't take up any space. Even with Shlomo's kruv, these kruvim were on the side of the aron, right? And the mamela, the wings, let's say, were even with the body. So the kruv itself was 10 amas, including its wingspan, on both sides. And they were on the side of the aron, so the aron took up no space. The problem with that is the wings were higher. Maybe the aron was under the wing, right? I don't think that's really akasha, because the kruvim were not facing the aron with their wings towards the aron. I think, they were with the wings of the aron. So it could be, yeah, for sure, it could be that, the kruv was standing on the side towards the end, the thing was 10 amas, the two wings moved, and the aron was underneath. That's why many are not goris as possible. There's answers, but not for now. Okay, in any case. Rabbi Yonasan Pasach La Pischa V'Hai Parsha Samihacha. When they gave a drasha on Megillas Esther, they started with the Hakdama. And the Sfarim say, what do you need a Hakdama for? Even though the truth is that every Sefer in Medrash has a Hakdama before the Sefer. There's a Hakdama. But specifically over here by Megillas Esther, there had to be a Hakdama, because the first two Prokin don't seem to fit. They don't say anything about the Nes. Right, it's the party and the picking of Esther. So since we know that the party caused the chait, that was the chait, and that caused Haman, and Esther was the refuah before the makkah, so that's the reason why those two prokim are there. But you need a psicha to tell me what's it called, why these two prokim are necessary. What? Yeah, okay, whatever. In other words, this all set the pattern, but even though what happened there wasn't really directly related to the Inyan of Purim. The Inyan of Purim only started in the third parak. Okay. So you need a Pesach. This is the Psicha. Just like the Megillah has a Psicha of two Prakim, the Medrashim on the Megillah have a Psicha too. So what was the Hakdama? The Kanti Alehem Vichrati Lebovel Shein V'She'er V'nin V'nechet. Says, I will rise up against them and I'll cut off from Bavel Shein She'er Nin V'nechet. Num Hashem. Shein Zaksav. Bavel will remain without an alphabet. And Tosus points out, Bechora Bavel has a Lashon Aramis in Bavel. They have an alphabet, they have a Lashon. He says, but there was a special Lashon and Ksav that the kings used in Bavel, and that was lost. That language was lost. Chaldean, I guess. That was specially used by the kings, and that was lost when Bavel was destroyed. Ksav Zaksav, She'er Zeloshon, that's the language. Nin Zemalchus. They lost, Babylonia lost its Malchus once it was vanquished by Persia. The Neched, Zuvashti. And Neched is the granddaughter of Malchus, which is Vashti. Because Vashti was the great-granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Rashi. Eino min hamida, eino ocheiz lemayit midas karka lechol stod of klum. The Aron doesn't take up any room in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Kiriktani, yesh lo eser amas l'chol ruach. Because there was 10 amas to each side of the Aron, and there was only 20 amas total. So the Aron itself didn't take the emtza base Kodesh HaKadoshim, ha'i yoshev, v'yesh revach beino levein aksolim, eser amas l'chol tzad. Right? It was in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which was 20 amas wide, and there was 10 amas on each side of the Aron till the wall. So the Aron didn't take up space. V'chol abayis eino ele chaf al chaf. Nimtze sheinu m'mayit klum. Lifnei advir, chol beis kodesh hakadoshim, shu lifni min advir, hi ha mechitzum avdelos bein hakodesh vein kodesh hakadoshim. Posach la pischa la haiparsa miocha, kshay rotsa lidrosh b'inyan igeres purim, when he wanted to darshan Megillas Esther, which is called igeres apurim hazeh, ha yamask lidrosh mikrazeh. He started learning from this posach. The kamti alem b'puronius bavoksi. It speaks about the tzoris that will befall Bavel when it's destroyed. Zaksav, ein lohem ksav, elamum acheres. They don't have any alphabet of their own. They got it, they borrowed it from other nations. Nin loshen mem sholem. Vechein yinon shemo, yim shol v'yigdal. Nin has a connection to Malchus. And neched is Vashti. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Poshech Vapishcha Vahayparsha Mihocha. Right? Shmuel Bar Nachmeni opened his drasha on Megillas Esther from here. Tachas HaNatzutz Yala Barosh, in place of the thorns, will come a brosh. Brosh is a some kind of, what's the English word? What? Cypress tree. The Tachas HaSirpod Yala Hadas, and the place of the Sirpod is also another kind of thorn tree, will come a Hadas, right? Tachas HaNatzutz, Tachas HaMan HaRosha, Sha'as HaAtzma HaVarizora, Dechsi V'chol HaNatzutzim, V'chol HaNahalulim, right? It refers to HaVarizora as Natzutz. So Haman, who made himself an Avodah Zarah, is called the thorn. In place of the thorn, Yale Brosh is a Mordechai. Mordechai was the Brosh. Shenikra Rosh L'chol HaBesomim. Because he was Brosh, he was the head, the choice of all the Besomim. Shenemar V'yato Kach L'chol Besomim Rosh. Mor Dror, U'metargamin and Mori Dachi. Right, which is like Mordechai. In fact, the Gemara in Chulin says that's the hint to Mordechai in the Torah on this pasuk. Tachas Asir Po Tachas Vashti Harishoa Bas Benosh Nebuchadnezzar. Right, Vashti, who was the great granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, she was also a thorn. In her place, right, Harosh Hashasara Rafidas Beis Hashem. That's why he's called Sirpod, because he burnt Rafidas, the place of the Rabbanu Shalom the furnishings of the Rabbanu Shalom. Dechsiv Rafidas Ozahav, referring to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, that the couches were of gold. Yala Hadasa Esther Hatzadeka, Shenikris Hadasa, Shenemer Vayhi Ominis Hadasa. In the place of Vashti, Esther will replace Vashti. V'hoyal Hashem L'shem Zu Mikra Megillah. Through Megillah, the Rabbanu Shem got a name that was spread throughout the whole world. La'os Olam Lo Yikoreis Elim Mipurim. And from the celebration of Purim La'os Olam Lo Yikoreis. That says that the days of Purim Lo Yavru Mitocha Yehudim, they'll always be celebrated. And from there, the Medrash says, the Ram brings down, that even if all the Yomim Tovim were bottled, Purim will never be bottled. And they explain that all the other Yom Tovim for Nisim, Gluyim, so the Nisim that will happen by Mashiach will overshadow them. So they'll be bottled, not that we won't keep them, but their significance will be bottled. But Purim celebrates a natural occurrence. So it's not going to be overshadowed by the miracles of Mashiach because it doesn't do miracles. So therefore, Purim will remain with its full strength. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi posach lo pischa v'hai parsha samihocha v'hoyo kasher sos Hashem aleichem lehiti v'eshem. Just like the Rabbanu Shalom was happy, went to do good for you when you were doing good, ken yosis lahara eshem. When you'll do bad, the Rabbanu Shalom will be happy to do bad for you. Moshe says, U'mi chodi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'palosan so reshoyim. Is the Rabbanu Shalom happy when Rishoyim have their downfall? The Rosh is not happy. He would rather that they don't have their downfall, even though it's good for them and good for the world, but it would be better that they didn't have to have that. V'oksi b'tseis l'fnei ha'cholus, omrim hodu l'Hashem ki li'olam chasdo. V'om Rabbi Yochanan, mei la lo nel ner ki tov. Why didn't it say hodu l'Hashem ki tov ki li'olam chasdo? V'hodozu l'fishein ha'kodesh baruch u'someach v'palosan shal Rishoyim. Even though over there it's talking about the ma'pala of Yehoshaphat, who was a Rasha, it still doesn't say Kitov. The Rasha is not happy when Rishoyim perish. V'omer of Yochanan, my deceiver, lo korav ze al ze kol alayla, right? Bikshu malachi asoris lomar shira. The malachim wanted to say shira that night when the Egyptians were drowning. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my se yodai tovin bayan, the atem omrim shira. My handiwork are drowning in the sea, and you want to say shira? You see, the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy when Egyptians are drowned. Amr Balazar, who ain't no sauce? Now the answer is, the Rabbanu Shalom's not happy. He makes other people happy. Their enemies are happy when their enemies, who are Shoyim, have a downfall. The Deikonomi Dechsiv, Kain Yosis, the Loksiv Yosus. Not he will be happy, but Yosis is Hifil. He'll make others happy. Shema Mino. Rashi. Pasach la pischa with her. Yeah, second. B'tzeis lefnei acholutz b'yoshafet k'si b'divrei ayomim k'shiyotze lilochim al ho'amonim v'agivonim shebo e'olav. So it wasn't Yoshafat's Russia. He went to fight against the Givonim and Ammonim, and he vanquished them. And still, it doesn't say Kitov, even though they were Rishoyim. The Rabbanu Shalom was not happy at the downfall of Rishoyim. Hodu Hashem Kitov mashmat tov. She counseled the fun of ourselves. It's good that you should praise him, and it's not so good. This is not good. The Rosh doesn't consider it good. Achere Nesis, Shinschaibu Kloya, Bimei Haman, Hoyu Oideim Smechim Lohem. The Rabban Shem wasn't happy when they were chayiv to be destroyed by the time of Haman, but he made their enemies happy. The Svarim say that which Shira did they want to say? Ma'aseh Klal Yisrael said Shira. The Rabban Shem didn't stop us. So some say because we were involved. You can say Shira for your salvation, but the Malachim were uninvolved. They didn't have to say Shira if the Egyptians were drowned. We said Shira because we were saved. So we have a right to thank the Rabban Shem for our salvation. The Malachim were bystanders, so they couldn't say Shira. That's one. Another thing they say is it wasn't the Shira. Shira Sayam, the Rabban Shem just prevented the Malachim from saying it before we said it. But after we said it, the Malachim also said Shira. The Malachim wanted to say Hallel. Hallel you don't say, and we don't say Hallel either. That's why one of the reasons we don't say Hallel on Shvi Shal Pesach, because the Egyptians drown. And there it says, Hodu Hashem Ki Tov. But the Shira is a thanksgiving that we were saved from the Torah. That we could say, and the Malachim could say. The Chanukah Satorah has a different shot over here, Bechlau. He says that over here, Maisa Yodai Tovu Bayam, he had a girsa. He said that the Malachim wanted to kill the Egyptians with Shira. He says that's how Sanhorib was killed. They heard the Malachim singing, and the whole Machane died. So the Malachim wanted to kill the Egyptians by singing Shira. And the Rabban Shem said, no way. Maisa Yodai Tovu Bayam. They drowned my Maisa Yodai, the Jews, in the water, and you want to sing Shira and kill them? They have to be killed by drowning. Right, so I have another pshat. Maisa Yodai usually refers to Jews, not to Goyim. But at first the Jews. And the Klal Yisrael were in danger of drowning that night. They were in the water. Right? Drowning doesn't mean that you die. Drowning means that you're drowning in the water. Sometimes you die, sometimes you're safe. So that whole night, the Yidden were under the water, except the water was over them, and they were in danger of being drowned. It says it was a din that night, whether they'd be saved or not. That's Shad Maisa Yodai Tovim Bayam. Yidden all night are in danger. You can't say Shira. But once we came out of the danger in the morning, we said Shira, and could be the Malachim also said the Shira. The whole thing was because of us, but it was considered Rishoyim at the time, because there was a judgment going on, because Halalu of the Avodah Zorah, the Halalu of the Avodah Zorah. And that's what it says in what's it called, Emes Vemuna at night. It says, the Yam Supakata, the Zeidim Tibata, the Yedidim Hevarta, the Yachasu Maim Tzorehem, Echad Mehem Lo Nosor. Who's the Zeidim Tibata? And it shouldn't say Zaydim Tibata and then Yedidim Hevarta, because first we went through, then the Egyptians came and were drowned. Now Zaydim Tibata means that the Rishoyim of Klal Yisrael were under the water, and they were what's it called, the water was above them, and they were drowning in the water, and it could be they would have drowned. There was a din going on all night. In the end, they were saved. But first, the Zaydim Tibata, and then Yedidim Hevarta. The Rabban Shem decided that they're not going to be drowned. And then, Vayachsu Maim Tzoreihem, Tzoreihem is going on both of them, the Yedidim and the Zedim, the Tzoreihem with the Mitzvah. Omer Abelazar, who ain't Osokes? V'deka nomi desivoke. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Pasach la Pischa la Haiparsa Mihocha. La Ovim Shetob the fun of Nosan Chochmo the Das, the Simcha, Ze Mordechai Hatzadik. It's a grown from somebody he likes. He gives Choch, Madas, and Simcha, that's Mordechai, Ulechote, and to the sinner, Nosan Inyan, Leso, Felichnos, he gave him an Inyan to gather things together, and in the end he loses everything. Zehoman. Losis told with Neolokim, Zeh Mordechai, Ve Esther. Tichsiv, Vatosim, Esther, is Mordechai, Beisal, and the Rasha gathers, and in the end, he loses it to the Tzaddik. It all transfers to the Tzaddikim. And that's what happened to Haman. He gathered all this wealth, and in the end, Esther Mordechai got Beis Haman and all the wealth. Rabba Bar Ufrin, Pasach La Pischal Hai Parshasov, and Tosas points out that you have to be Goris Ufrin and not Ephron, because Ephron was a Rasha, and we don't use the names of Rishoyim. So his name wasn't Ephron, his name was Ufra. Pasach La Pischal Hai Parshasov Mihocha, the Samti Kisi Be'elam, Vavarti Misham Melech Vesorim. Right, I'll put my throne in Elam, and I'll destroy from there Melech Vesorim, Melech Zu Vashti. Melech refers to Vashti, right? Vesorim Zu Haman, and Sorim refers to Haman. He wasn't a Melech. Vasoris Bonav and his 10 children, Rashi. The Samti Kisi Be'elam, Shushan Abira Haisa Be'elam. Dechsiv Sefer Daniel, B'Shushan Abira Asher Be'elam HaMedina. And there, the Rabban Hashem cut off Vashti, and cut off Haman in Shushan.